Today's New Testament reading is from Romans, the 3rd chapter. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For by works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight, since through law comes knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified by His grace as a gift, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by His blood, to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in His divine forbearance He had passed over former sins. It was to show His righteousness at the present time, so that He might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Then what becomes of our boasting? It is excluded. By what kind of law? By a law of works? No, but by the law of faith. For we hold that one is justified by faith apart from works of the law. Or is God the God of Jews only? Is He not the God of Gentiles also? Yes, of Gentiles also, since God is one, who will justify the circumcised by faith, and the uncircumcised through faith. Do we then overthrow the law by this faith? By no means. On the contrary, we uphold the law. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Adam Filipek from Holy Cross Lutheran Church and Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Lidgerwood, North Dakota.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, in Romans chapter 3, St. Paul sets before our eyes two truths: the truth about yourself and the truth about God. The first word of truth is that all have sinned and all fall short of the glory of God. That is, no one does the law of God. No one is righteous. No, not even one. There is no one who understands, no one who seeks God. All have turned aside. They have together become worthless. No one does good, not even one. That's what St. Paul says in Romans chapter 3, his first word of truth. And if we are honest with ourselves, then we know the truth. Paul is right. Sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. All of that, even as Mark says in his 7th chapter, is what is deep down inside of me, inside of you. God sets His standard in Matthew chapter 5, verse 48, be perfect, therefore as your heavenly Father is perfect. And we fall short every time. You are not the student. You are not the friend. You are not the parent. You are not the child. You are not the man or the woman that you know that you should be. You're not even the one that you know that you could be. You fail God. You fail others. You fail yourself. No one wants to hear this word, this truth. I don't want to hear it, and you don't want to hear it. Hearing it makes us cringe. But it is the first truth that St. Paul speaks to us. And he speaks it so that every mouth will be stopped in its defenses, excuses, and reasons. He says it to show you and to show me, to show the whole world who we are, every one of us, accountable to God who created us. For by the works of the law, no flesh will be justified in His sight. Through the law comes the knowledge of sin. But now, he says, there is another word, another truth, not about us, but about God. And that is that he is righteous. He himself has revealed his own righteousness, and it has nothing to do with us keeping the law, for we cannot. The law and the prophets bear witness to God's righteousness. That is, what we call the Old Testament is full of God's righteousness in the face of human unrighteousness. And the proof of God's righteousness, Paul says it twice. The proof of God's righteousness is Jesus. The proof that God is faithful when we are unfaithful, righteous when we are unrighteous, is Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood. That is, a sacrifice. But not a sacrifice that we make out of our righteousness, but a sacrifice from God as a proof of his righteousness. Proof that God never leaves you and never forsakes you, his unrighteous people. Proof that he did not immediately condemn you in your sin, just as he did not immediately condemn and destroy Israel. This Jesus, this blood, this righteousness in Christ, he gives to you freely, without cost, without work, without merit, without worthiness. It is yours. Your sins are forgiven in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. You are clean. You are holy, without spot, stain, blemish, or wrinkle. Though your sins were as scarlet, they are now whiter than snow. Though they were red as crimson, they are now whiter than wool. For you have been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. By the shedding of his blood for you, your sins are paid for in full. There is no condemnation for you who are in Christ Jesus. For he has put his mark both on your forehead and on your heart in the water and the words of holy baptism. You are no longer an enemy of God who is far off from him. You are his blood-bought child. You are his adopted son. Go in peace this day, this week, this month, this year, and beyond, knowing that your sins are forgiven. Jesus is with you, and you have eternal life in his name. For you are justified by God's grace as a gift through your redemption that is in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
We thank Pastor Adam Filipek from Holy Cross Lutheran Church and Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Lidgerwood, North Dakota, for today's meditation on God's Word.